Right now, time for the birthday scam.
We are going to scam Ruben, who's been trying to avoid getting his Suburban repoed, having his girlfriend drive it around.
Yeah, so they won't be able to find it at his workplace. So one of his coworkers called and said, why don't you call, being from a repo company, you've got the truck, and you've got the girlfriend. We're not letting either go.
Call Ruben.
Yeah, this is Ruben.
Hey, Ruben, this is Ed down at the impound. We have your Suburban down here. Was involved, I guess, in a fender bender this morning, and a woman who says she's your girlfriend was driving it, and she did not have proof of insurance.
Okay, well, the reason I let her drive it, on her insurance, it covers any vehicle she drives.
Unfortunately, it doesn't
work. Because it wasn't driving. We weren't driving it. The only reason she used it, because her insurance, like I said, covers any vehicle that she's in.
Yeah, but that vehicle needs to have its own insurance coverage.
Uh-huh. Okay.
She didn't have a title?
Should have been in a glove box. Should have been a...
In any case, we're holding... We have her here as well. She's out in the office.
Uh-huh.
And there is a $2,500 fine, and then we're going to charge you $75 a day for storage.
$2,500 fine.
Yeah. She was involved in a fender bender, too.
Let me talk to her.
Well, I don't know. I'm not so sure I want to let you talk to her. I just ran a check on this, and apparently you're behind with your finance company or something, and they're looking to repo it. Did you know that?
Well, I guess they can have it then.
Well, you're still going to be on the hook for the storage fee and the fine here, buddy.
Well, you can just bill me.
Your girlfriend's in my office. She's all shook up.
She'll get over it. She'll be all right.
She told me the whole story, that you're trying to avoid the repo by having her drive it. You don't even ask how she is, by the way.
So she said she was shook up, so...
I find appalling.
She's in your office. She's not in the hospital. She must be all right.
I find it appalling that you wouldn't even ask how she's doing.
She'll be all right.
Anyway, I'm not going to argue with you here. We got a
I'm getting tired of it.
We got a $2,500 fine.
Like I said, you just bill me as far as the Suburban. Well, I pretty much got everything I wanted out of it. I'll just take the loss, but $2,500, that's ridiculous, and I'm not going to pay that.
What are you driving?
Her truck.
All right, how about we come by and get that? If you're
I'm a pretty big guy, you know, and I don't think I can let you do that.
What are you saying?
Whatever I got to do, I'll do.
Well, this might be a job I want to do myself.
Well, you're welcome to it.
I don't think
you'll think of like that afterwards.
I don't think you're thinking.
I might go to La La Land.
Here's the deal now.
What?
I keep your truck, your woman.
Man, I'll kick your f***ing ass.
And then I'll take your other vehicles.
I know this is a joke now. I listen to y'all radio station every morning.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I know.
I'm still
going to
fight you.
For a little bit.
I don't care. I'm still going to fight you.
Oh, man.
Ruben.
All right, who did it? Who was it?
It was your girlfriend, Joni.
Hey, man, it ain't funny, man.
It is funny, man.
It ain't that funny, man.